Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being here with us. I'm excited about Nora Claver being with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Nora is the founder of INQ Inc. Is that? I think maybe that might be Inc. Inc. I'm not sure. I'll ask her in a minute. Coaching through inquiry, I guess. Coaching through inquiry, a firm dedicated to assisting individuals in both corporate and non-corporate environments. And she is the author of Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. And I can't wait for you to meet Nora. Nora, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Now, is that Inc. Inc.?
It is Inc. Inc.
I like that.
You know, the only thing is I get lots of spam for printing organizations.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Hey, Nora, let me see if anything I'm about to say sounds familiar. I was a business consultant for many years to small business. And one of the things that I saw, the clients that I had were not what was wrong, because they actually, you know, sought me out and let me help them. But I saw, for every person who I was allowed to help, I saw 100 who wouldn't let me help them.
Right.
Because they wouldn't ask for help.
Right.
And I would never call, I never called a client, a prospect, directly and said, let me help you. Even if someone said, Jim, you need to call so-and-so, I talked to him, and he needs your help, I never called that person. I always said, I'll tell you what, do both of us a favor, have them call me.
Right.
Because I knew if they couldn't pick up the phone and ask me for help, they weren't ready to work with me.
Yeah.
And so after a long time, I realized that we had a problem in the marketplace. We have millions of people who need to be asking for help, and they don't. And so I started doing this show as a way of helping them with those things. If they would just listen, we would answer a lot of their questions without them having to ask, and maybe that would make them ask more questions. Your book is all about that, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
What do you think?
I completely agree with you. And it's really hard when you're a small business owner, because partly one of the reasons I think that people don't ask when they're owning their own small business is because they're really not sure who to ask. They may have come from a larger organization where they had all sorts of resources at their fingertips, and now they're on their own.
Yeah. There's not exactly an industry out there that says, small business answers here, come in now.
Well, no, and exactly, and I've had a number of friends, colleagues, who've also wanted to be small business service providers who were consulting with them and really had no idea how to reach them.
Right. Well, and here's the other thing. There are a couple other pieces of the puzzle, and you kind of indicated it a minute ago. They don't know who to ask. They don't know how to ask sometimes. They're afraid it's going to cost them too much.
Right.
And indeed, many of them can't afford to pay somebody, a professional, for the advice that they need. So in some ways, their reticence to ask questions is justified. But the thing is, that doesn't mean that the help isn't out there somewhere at their price.
Right, exactly.
If not for free.
If not for free.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And the only way to really prove it is to go out and do it.
So you've got something under a billion small business owners at your knee right now.
Nora. Oh, yay.
Something under a billion. And they're listening to you. What is your advice?
Well, I think to begin, you have to cut yourself a little bit of slack. No one really expects you to know it all, to do it all.
Even I don't know everything, Nora.
That's shocking.
Yeah, I know it is shocking, but even I don't. I don't like to reveal that, but this is the truth. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, and that's the thing. Nobody likes to reveal that. We don't want anyone to know that. We work hard to make sure that people see us as strong and capable and successful and on top
and competitive.
And we just can't be that way all the time.
That's one of the big, I think that's one of the biggest emotional factors in this whole thing that your book is all about, is that I don't want to appear stupid. I don't want to appear ignorant. I don't want to appear uninformed, uneducated, inexperienced, uncompetitive.
Right. I call that the fear of shame.
Yeah.
And most of all, people just don't want to appear weak. You know, especially if they have a competitive mindset, the last thing they would ever do then is go talk to one of their competitors and ask, well, you know, how did you deal with this problem? Now, that's a really bold move if you can do that. And who knows what kind of synergies could come from that.
What do you think about going to someone? One of the things that I've always felt that going that would sort of take this off of you, the fear of shame off of you, is go to someone who's obviously ahead of you in the marketplace. They might not be older, but they've spent more time in the marketplace. They've had more experience than you, and it's just understood that they know more than you. You don't have to have any pretense. You're not trying, you know, maybe, you know, this is like a big brother, big sister kind of person. What about finding that kind of a person and asking them for help? What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant. And most people, I'm telling you, most people are going to be really willing to sit down and answer your questions, and maybe even more, take you on a tour of their facilities or have you introduced to other people who could help you out. People want to help. They want to show what they can do. They want to contribute. And especially small business owners, they really want to contribute. Mm-hmm. That's why they got into small business.
It does two things. It feeds their ego in two ways if they help you. Number one, their ego is fed because you actually ask them for advice or for help.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes that.
Right.
Jim, let me get your advice. Boy, I perk up right away. I like that. And then the other thing is, if they can actually help you be successful, they love that, don't they? Most people love that.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody loves that.
So, folks, see what you're doing? Think of it this way. I got a question. Who can I make happy today? You know, whose ego can I feed today? I got a question. Let me go out and see if I can make somebody happy. Nora Claver, ladies and gentlemen, M. Nora Claver is the author of Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need, available wherever books are sold. She and I will be right back. A lot more to come after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our new friend, Nora Claver, the author of Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. And those are two really good places where you can get your questions answered, either by reading and listening on smallbusinessadvocate.com or by literally asking a question. Nora probably doesn't know about this. Nora, we've created a knowledge base called AskJim.biz.
Really?
It's where small business owners can go and ask a question and get an answer instantaneously.
Wait a minute. Look at that. I just pulled you up on the computer.
Works like a search engine, but it's a knowledge base. We anticipate the answers to your questions.
Wow. Hey, that's fabulous.
So when I told you earlier this is my life's work, I meant what I said.
You are totally right. Look at that. These are great questions, too.
Thank you. Well, but I'll tell you, folks, I think, you know, we've got a place for you to go to get answers. But see, Nora, that's not the problem. There are answers lots of places.
Oh, absolutely.
The problem is getting off our backside, hitching up the courage to go out and actually open our mouths and say, I need help. Because even my websites can't do all of it. You know, you got to go somewhere and you got to ask for help. Isn't asking for help a liberating activity?
Oh, I think it totally is. I mean, you actually get to shuck off whatever fear you're experiencing, and you really get to connect with somebody else in a new way that is potentially satisfying for both parties.
Absolutely.
And it's worth the risk. Definitely worth the risk.
And it's also very cathartic to just sit down, take a deep breath, and say, you know what? I not only can't slay this dragon by myself, I don't have to.
Right. And that's what I mean by exhibiting self-compassion, self-care, or just cutting yourself some slack.
Yeah, I like that.
That allows you to breathe. Because when we're under stress, we're not breathing. We're getting all tight everywhere in our body. And if you recognize that as a signal, I call those distress signals, because our bodies are telling us stuff all the time.
And that's the reason I like the title of your book, Mayday. That's what happens. And folks, how you feel it is, you'll start getting really frustrated, or you'll start getting afraid. You'll be fearful.
Yeah, and it's going to show up in your voice. It's going to show up in your shoulders. Your spouse is going to say, "What is the mood you've been in?
Why are you so snippy today?"
Exactly.
Of course, I've never heard that myself, but
yeah, no,
I've heard of that happening.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. And so we tend to just brush off those comments, but if you're really paying attention to the distress signals, that's one of them right there.
Mm-hmm. What's your website, Nora?
MaydayTheBook.com.
MaydayTheBook.com. Can they find out more about the book there?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about the Mayday process.
Well, the Mayday process is actually pretty simple, and it's based on this concept that if you generate the right kind of emotion within yourself, then everything just falls into place. All the actions, all the words, you won't have to worry about what am I going to say, how am I going to phrase it. As long as you're feeling as though you first deserve to ask for help, and that's the self-compassion I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have faith that things are going to work out well, that you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, things will fall into place, whether it's this person who agrees to help you or the next one. And gratitude that you live in this fabulous country where you can be a small business owner,
mm-hmm.
where you can live your life's purpose and dream, where you have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of resources just immediately available for you, and that you have the skill and the know-how in order to do what you need to do, what you feel compelled to do. And those are fabulous emotional states that just propel you forward, make the request really easy, make your request really clear and strong so it doesn't sound like you're weak and incompetent or out of control, and let you listen to the response in a way where you can remain gracious.
What do you think about the idea of writing down where you're stuck? Whatever it is that's got you frustrated, wherever the pain is, write that on a sheet of paper and have it look back at you from the paper. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Very, you know, it's a very practical step to do.
And then couldn't you say, all right, who can help me with this? And then start writing names down or organizations down.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I recommend is to actually come up with a deliberate support team. Someone, a group of people, a list of people that you can go to for various kinds of things. Financial advice, mm-hmm. marketing advice.
And let me tell you three places to go, folks, today. Check out Nora's book, Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. Check out your Chamber of Commerce, and then find a Small Business Development Center. Those are three good resources. Nora, give us that book website again, please.
Sure, it's maydaythebook.com.
Nora, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We had a good time. Enjoyed having you here. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll
wonderful.
See you next time. Thanks. Nora Claver, ladies and gentlemen, that's with a K. M. Nora Claver on the book, Mayday. Quick break, right back with our buddy Eric Groves after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.